Oh, it's 5:30. Where are you, Amy?
Michael! Michael!
Amy, you're late again. And where's your bike?
Oh, that's the problem. I couldn't use my bike. My sister took it, so I had to walk here.
Of course. You've always got an excuse. Every time we meet, you're late or you forget or something happens. I'm getting tired of this.
Hey, relax. I told you what happened. Why are you so angry?
I'm not angry. I'm annoyed because you're 30 minutes late and I always have to wait for you. Do you care about my feelings? I mean, it's not very nice.
Hey, wait a second. Look, I know I'm late and I'm sorry about that. Really? But this time it wasn't my fault.
I know that. But you have to admit you're usually late for everything.
Well, maybe. I'm always late for school. But I need to try harder.
Yes, you do. But honestly, what's your problem?
Well, I usually forget about the time. I listen to music or I chat on my phone and I don't check the time.
Well, I've got an idea. When we make plans, I can send you a text message before I leave home.
Okay. Or maybe I can set an alarm on my phone so it rings to remind me.
That's a good idea. And you can call me when you're going to be late, please.
Okay, that's a deal. Now, what can we do? I haven't got my bike, so we can't go cycling.
Let's go for a walk. And we can stop at the comic shop on Queen Street, okay?
The comic shop? Are you crazy?
Come on. You were late, so you have to be extra nice to me.
Oh no, here we go again.